Bruno's Tea. Story by Julia Wall. Illustrated by Adam Nickel. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Mr. Green's Order.
Here's the shopping for Mr. Green, said Dad, handing me a big plastic bag.
Dad owned a milk bar, and sometimes I helped out after school with deliveries. We had our regulars, but times were hard. Dad said it was the home deliveries that kept us in business. That and the tea Dad imported from Fushao. Dad was well known for his tea, and people came from miles around to buy it. I loaded up my bicycle with Mr. Green shopping. His order always included 3 packets of Dad's tea. How Mr. Green could drink that much each week was a mystery to me.
See you later, Chen, said Dad. He always called me by my Chinese name.
Dad's parents came from China in the 1950s. I had a yuan coin they brought with them. I cycled out into the sun, wishing I could drive. It would be so much quicker to make deliveries. Dad always said the exercise was good for me. I knew he was right, but I'd already decided that when I left home, the first thing I would do was buy a car. I loved anything to do with cars, and I'd decided I would be a mechanic, although I knew it wasn't what Dad had in mind for me. He'd already started saying to his friends,
"When Chen goes to university."
If that happened, I would be the first person in my family to go, and it would be a great honour for my dad. But it wasn't what I wanted. I stopped outside Mr. Green's house, looking for Bruno, his dog. He wasn't out the front like usual. I knocked on Mr. Green's door.
"Mr. Green," I called out.
There was no reply. I decided to leave Mr. Green's order by the back door, which was what I did if a customer wasn't at home. I walked through Mr. Green's lawn. It was usually high, and this day it was up to my knees. Bruno wasn't out the back either. Something wasn't right. I just knew it. Dad always said not to go inside a customer's house unless I'm invited. But I had to find out what was happening. I went back around the front and gave the door a push. It was open. I took a deep breath and stepped into Mr. Green's hall. Chapter 2. Going Inside. I'd never been inside Mr. Green's house before. Usually, I handed him his shopping, and that was that. If Dad could see me now, he'd be furious. I looked into each room, calling Mr. Green's name as I went. The last thing I wanted was to give us both a fright. As I went through the house, I noticed he was into cars. Each room was filled with stuff like old tires and radiators. I finished searching the house and decided there was nothing more I could do. But something was still telling me that Mr. Green was in trouble. I walked back through the grass and past his garage, thinking about what to do next. That was when I heard a whimper. Bruno! I stopped outside the garage. I felt scared to go in. Scared of Bruno, and scared of what I might find. From outside, I could see 2 cars. There were car parts and tools everywhere. Chapter 3. The Mystery Explained. I heard Bruno's whimper again. It was coming from the back of the garage. I moved slowly inside, watching where I put my feet. Bruno came up to me and pulled on my shorts. He didn't bark at me like he usually did. I could see a shoe near the front of one of the cars. "Mr. Green," I said, moving closer. "It's me, Chen." Mr. Green opened his eyes and sat up. He told me he'd been working on one of his cars when he tripped and hurt his ankle. He was in so much pain he could hardly move. I was glad I'd heard Bruno's whimper. If I hadn't come along when I did... I helped Mr. Green to his feet, upsetting a bowl of brown liquid onto the floor. "Sorry, Mr. Green," I said. "Was that petrol?"
"No,"
Mr. Green laughed.
"It's your dad's tea. Bruno loves it, so I always make him a bowl. Just as well, or he'd be dead in this heat."
That explained the 3 packets a week. I helped Mr. Green inside so that he could phone his sister to take him to the doctor. Chapter 4. Talking to Dad. Mr. Green was so grateful, he gave me a big reward. Dad even put a sign next to his tea. Good for animals, too. That week, Dad's sales went up. Dad was so pleased with me that I decided now would be the best time to talk about my plans. "Dad," I said.
"Yes, Jen."
Dad didn't look up from drinking his tea and reading his Chinese newspaper. He just started importing them, and they were really popular. I took a deep breath and wished I couldn't hear the blood pounding in my ears. "Dad, I've decided I don't want to go to university. I want to be a mechanic." The words came out in a rush. Dad put his tea down slowly and looked at me.
"Chen," he said, "you have to do what's right for you. My parents wanted me to be a market gardener, but I told them I wanted to sell things, not grow them."
Dad took a big mouthful of tea.
"Is this what you really want? This car thing?"
I nodded. "It is, Dad. I've thought about it a lot."
"Then I'll do everything I can to help," Dad said.
My heart stopped pounding, and I felt light. "Thanks, Dad." Dad and I didn't show a lot of affection, but right then I gave him the biggest hug I'd ever given him. Then I loaded up my bicycle with Mr. Green shopping. He was going to show me the car he was working on. As always, his order included 3 packets of Bruno's tea.